Hello, everybody. How are you? Happy New Year. Glad that you can join me for this premiere episode of the Streaming Wars on the Digital Vibe podcast. Yes, you heard me right. This is the new show called the Streaming Wars. And it must be Wednesday. So this is a bi-weekly podcast, and it's new. This was a show that I had been working on for a couple of months, and I said that I wanted to really do something a little bit on the entertainment side, right? Because I was getting kind of in my business flow and my leadership flow and things like that. So I kind of wanted to kind of explore my creative juices, if you will. So this is what you get, the Streaming Wars. And the name of it is self-explanatory. Right. If you watch, if you know anything about TV or you watch TV, I know some people don't, but streaming devices are like Hulu and Netflix and Filio and Hulu and Amazon Prime and all of those. And they're far better than regular TV, I'll tell you that. So, but that's what this is about. I'm going to be showcasing and reviewing and recommending some of the best shows that are airing right now, that are streaming, I should say, on all of those devices. So you're going to hear a little bit about Disney Plus, Hulu, and all of those streaming devices. So now's the time, if you don't have these streaming services, you might want to cut the cord and get it. Because you know what? It is far cheaper than regular TV. You know, it's far cheaper than Dish. It's far cheaper than regular TV, and you get so much more as an entertainment package. So I came up, like I said, with the idea by simply just watching these streaming TV shows that I really enjoy, and I decided to talk about them. So some of my favorites are shows like, gosh, there's a couple of them I can't think. Hulu Originals, right? Handmaid's Tale, one of my favorite shows. I watch that season in, season out. I watch that. I make sure I do. That's, hey. Let's see what other shows. I don't know another series right off the top of my head that I do watch on a regular basis, but Handmaid's Tale is one of them. And some of these other different ones I've been watching too. So I get an opportunity to watch these shows on these devices and get an opportunity to share with you exactly my thoughts and my input on what I think. So it's kind of like, you know, you Annette recommends, let's put it that way. I do recommend. So first up, I am going to share some of the shows that are streaming on Disney Plus. And Disney Plus is fairly new. It's just been out for about less than a month now. And it has a lot of Disney programming, strictly Disney. It has not only Pixar, but it has Nat Geo, things like that. So it's a whole bunch of different stuff that you're getting for like $12.99 for that package. And it's well worth it, because you're going to get hit shows like The Mandalorian, which is an amazing good show. I don't know. It's incredibly done. I just recently watched the Star Wars movie, and I thought it was pretty decent. It was pretty good. It was better than the last one. And but The Mandalorian is like what came before The Empire. You know, you know the one, The Empire Strikes Back? Well, I'm guessing this is the one that came before The Empire. So that is, it's a great storyline. And pretty much the story is about this Mandalorian. He's a bounty hunter, and he's going into different places. And it takes him where he goes. And he's going, he doesn't realize it's like that, you know, you ever heard somebody say the hunted is being hunted? Well, he's hunting for bounty, and they're hunting him for as bounty. So it's really interesting, because you get to see exactly what happened before all those Star Wars movies happened. And you get to see Baby Yoda as a baby and how he became to be. So it's really, really kind of the birth of, I kind of look at it that way, because I believe as George Lucas did it before The Empire, it's like the birth of all these other movies. And it's all, it's only, it's probably less than a half hour. But for a half hour, what you're going to get is some action-packed storytelling. So it's a great storyline. And I do love stories. And it's a great storyline. So The Mandalorian is my pick. I recommend that on Disney Plus. Greatly acted. The scenes are well done. The storyline is amazing. So it's incredible. I recommend them as a Disney Plus. The Disney Plus show to watch. I watched a movie too. I watched Toga. And interesting to find out that that was a true story. And that stars, I can't think of the guy's name. I'll get to it when I think about it. He was in Spider-Man. I know his name is right off the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite think of who he is right now. But it's an amazing true story that was set back in 1920-something Alaska. About a puppy, a dog, literally a wolf dog, a sled dog that was named Toga. And it's like I said, it's a true story, and it shows how it was 12 or 13 years, how he was like a puppy, and then they kind of go forward into the story, then they go a little bit back, they go backwards to show how he came to be who he is, because he did some incredibly amazing things. The story, I'm not going to tell you what the movie entails, but it is a true story. William Dafoe, that's who it stars, William Dafoe. And but it is a true story. So if you want a true story about heart and determination, you're feeling a little bit down, that movie will give you a dose of motivation. It'll give you some hope, you know. And it'll give you a good story, a feel-good movie with a feel-good story. And it doesn't end bad. It ends really well. Because what Toga was able to do, he was trained to do. And his master, which was played by William Dafoe, and the wife, which kept, you know how when it comes to mothers and their dogs or puppies, you know, animals to us sometimes are like people. They are. We treasure them. So she coddled her puppies, her babies, because they had no kids. Those dogs were their kids. And they nurtured those dogs to be able to do what they needed to do when they needed to do it. So dogs, you know, that was their calling, to nurture those dogs, to grow them up to a place where they can train and do what they did, which was to do something very heroic. Very heroic. You would think a story like that ends tragically, you know, but it did not. It did not end up like that. When you thought Togo, I don't want to tell you the movie. I'm just going to leave it like that. When you thought Togo was, I'm going to let you fill in the blank by watching the movie. But an excellent movie. I recommend it as, like I said, it's a great motivational movie. True story. True story. And like I said, set back in Alaska. So check that out. What I haven't watched yet, and if you get an opportunity to watch it, you know, let me know. I haven't watched Jeff Goldblum's Nat Geo. He has a show on there. And I haven't watched it yet. Haven't had the time to. So if you get an opportunity to watch that, you know, let me know, what do you think about that? And you can always contact me on the website, of course, during normal business hours. And let me know what you think of that one, because I may, you know, check it out. But from what I see from that, it's basically he's doing a lot of different science. He's talking about science and his perspective on science. And really, where would we be without science and technology? I don't think I'd be doing a podcast today if if we didn't have science and technology together. You know, so, but it's a really interesting series, and it looks like it could be, you know, if you're wanting to know something about science and, you know, technology, things like that. So Nat Geo brings that show to life. And so it looks pretty interesting. What I got to watch over the holidays was a lot of the holiday classics. I watched the movies like The Santa Claus on Disney Plus, the original Santa Claus. the one with Tim Allen, I believe, that was the 1990-something version. And what else did I watch? I watched something else that I couldn't stream anywhere else. And I'm trying to think of it, but I can't think of it right now off the top of my head. But The Mandalorian, I recommend for a great feel-good movie, Toga. For if you love science, you're a science fan, and you want to learn more about the universe. Nat Geo with Jeff Goldblum. That's a great show to watch. And I also, for the kids, of course, there's Frozen. Of course, the movie Frozen came out last month, the second part. If you missed the first one, it's on Disney Plus. You can stream that. And, you know, that's what's happening on that platform. So let me see. I'm going to share with you, like I said, Disney Plus shows. Let me mention, like I said, there's shows on Disney Plus with Pixar, Nat Geo, a whole bunch of Disney classics, Imagineering, everything Disney. So if you are a freak and a fan of Disney and you enjoy if you can't get to Disney World or Disneyland, this might be your next best thing. So if you don't live in Florida or California, you know, you can really get your Disney binge on by checking these shows out. And like I said, for only $12.99 a month, you get to enjoy some really good Disney stuff. Classics, nostalgia, you know, some new things. Really good shows. So check out Disney Plus. That is my first recommendation. Purchase it if you haven't purchased it as a streaming service. It won't break your bank account. It's only $12.99 a month. And with Disney Plus, guess what you get? You not only get Disney Plus, you get Hulu and ESPN thrown in. So you're getting three for the price of one. So next time on The Streaming Wars, I will be recommending, sharing with you some great stories on Netflix. Okay, you know Netflix. If you don't have it by now, it's probably one of the first streaming platforms out of the gate. And there's a lot of good shows, a lot of great stuff. I find it difficult to choose what to watch on Netflix because there's so many good things to choose from Netflix. And it's like, what do you do? Sometimes I don't choose it. I just kind of like, you know, it's like sometimes I say, what can I binge on? What new series can I watch so I can recommend to you? And then I said, oh my gosh, I don't know what to choose from. So what shall I choose? Then I choose a movie. And then I watch a movie. There's some great picks on Netflix. As a matter of fact, some are probably, by the time that this show airs, would have gotten a Golden Globe. And I'm not going to give you a recommendation because you probably will already hear the recommendation on the Golden Globes, which airs the first week of this month, which already aired, as a matter of fact. But I am giving you a recommendation to check these shows out. So next time, Netflix, tune in, be here. The Streaming Wars on Wednesdays. Before I close, do check out the rest of my shows on the Digital Vibe podcast, www.thedigitalvibe.com. Subscribe, listen, and share because it's a great podcast. You're going to want to check it out. So thank you for joining me on this premiere episode of The Streaming Wars on this podcast. And as always, Happy New Year, and thank you for listening.